الله بالغلي العظيم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين في الرقاب وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Piety is not to turn your face to the east or west. Allah says piety is not that you just turn your face to east and west and start praying to Allah. That's not piety, Allah says. Rather, piety is those who have faith in Allah and the last day. Allah says, piety is the one who has faith in Allah and last day. Who are the one who has faith in Allah and last day? They are the one who really have the, they know their Lord to the degree, you know. They know the Lord to the degree that they can stand up against all kind of hardship and struggle. They are the one who can stand up against the taghut, against the oppressor. They are the one who really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's the piety. Who have faith in Allah in the last day and the angels, the book and the prophets. They have the belief in the angels and books and prophets. When you have faith in prophets, then you know their sunnah and you try to follow their sunnah. You know, we are supposed to follow sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give their wealth for the love of him. And they give their money for the love. Besides loving, besides having love for the wealth, they still give love for Allah's sake. Who they give money? To relatives. First is relative, then orphans, then the needy, then the needy, then the traveler, and the beggars, and for the freeing the slaves. They give money for so many things. Family, yatims, and needy, the travelers, the beggars, and the freeing the slaves. And maintain the prayer and give the zakat. They maintain the prayer and give zakat. And those who fulfill their covenants. When they do any covenant, they fulfill it. When they pledge to themselves those covenants. And those who are patient in stress and distress and in the heat of the battle. They are patient in stress, distress, and heat of the battle. They are the ones who are true. And it is the those, they are the God-weary ones, muttaqeen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Prophet said that who fulfills the criteria of this verse is a real believer. If you want to be a real believer, always read this verse and see if I fulfill these criteria. Because Allah says that just doing salat is not enough, you have to do all these things. Out of the love of wealth, still give the money to all these people. You have khums and zakat, right? The khums and zakat has a fixed portion. And this is obligatory. But here Allah is talking about mustahab. That you have to give mustahab. If a beggar comes, you have to give money. You have to give money. If a traveler comes, you have to give money. So those are the mustahabat. You have to fulfill also mustahabat. Then you come into this verse. And wasabri fi basai wa darrai. What is basai and darrai? These are the pain and distress. What are these pain and distress? Poverty and sickness. If you are in poverty and sickness, you have to keep patience and the heat of the battle. So in the real hardship, Allah wants to test you how much you have faith. It's always, and you have to be firm about it. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykum qisasu fil qatla al-hurru bil hurri wal abdu bil abd wal unsa bil unsa فمن أفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بالإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن أعطي بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم. درود. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Oh, you have faith. Qisas means retribution is prescribed for you regarding the slain. Allah says that qisas, the retribution is allowed in the case of the slain. Allah says that if somebody got killed, you are allowed to kill him. Free man for the free man, slave for slave, and female for female. You are allowed to kill. Before Prophet time, people didn't know how to deal with murder. If somebody was murdered, they'll go and kill the whole family, or kill the whole town, or keep killing seven generations. Allah stopped it. No, one person for one person. That's the beauty of Quran Hakim. And in this verse, there are so many beauties. On one hand, Allah says you can do capital punishment. Another hand, Allah says you can forgive and get the blood money. Or even you can even forgive blood money if you want, if you're that great. You can do all that Allah gives. All kind of options for the society. If the society is a barbaric society, you need capital punishment because they won't understand good language. But if society has a moral, high moral, and they can learn and grow and become better, maybe you can go towards blood money or maybe forgiving the whole blood money. Allah wants to make perfection in the society the way it is, but He wants to save people's life, not homicide, to now homicide. Because at the time, Jewish were for capital punishment and Christians were for forgiving, you know. So Islam came in the middle. The real beauty, truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So our sixth Imam says that if a free man kills a slave, the free man cannot have capital punishment, but he should be beaten up badly and give the blood money. But if a man kills a woman, woman can ask for capital punishment for the man. But the woman family has to give half blood money to the murderer who got killed for capital punishment. Why? Because he was an earning member of the family. He was an earning member of family. Now the verse keeps going on again. But if one is granted any extension by his brother, one is granted extension by his brother means what? Who is the brother? Who is one? One is the murderer. If he is granted some concession by his brother, who is the brother? The brother is the killed person's family. If the killed person's family gives some extension, some relaxation, right? Let the follow-up for the blood money be honorable. Now, the follow for the blood money should be honorable means what? Now they should ask for blood money in a fair price, not too much. Let the payment to him be with kindness. And the killer should do payment with kindness means what? He should give proper installment, not delay it. There it is a remission from you, Lord and mercy. Allah says, this is my remission and mercy for you. And should anybody transgress after that, there should be a painful punishment for him. What is the transgression after that? Transgression is what? After you took the blood money, you go and still go and kill the killer. That's a transgression. Allah says, no. If you do that, then you will have punishment on the. So it's a perfection of the verses, you know. That's how the beauty of Quran is, that nobody can touch this. Did you see any government where is a rule that if a female get killed and you get the blood money? No, if you get capital punishment, then you pay the half money to the family of that. Nobody does that. It's only God's religion can do it. That's a beauty. It's only Allah's religion. That's why it is said that Allah says that if all a human jinn wants to write Quran, they cannot write anything about it, right? Who can write this? Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And there is life for you in the retribution. O you who possess intellect, maybe you will be God-weary. Allah says there is a life for you in qisas. O people who have intellect. Because in West they say capital punishment is barbaric and all that. Allah said no, there is a life for you. How there is a life in qisas? Because when you have capital punishment, people will be afraid to kill people around. And that give life to the society, a safety for the normal people. He addressed to the intellectual people, Allah says. So that you can be God-weary. So you will be muttaqi. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرون الوصية الوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين. درود. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Prescribe for you when a death approaches any of you and he leaves behind any property, is that he makes a bequest for his parents and relatives in an honorable manner, an obligation on God-weary. Some people think that wasiyat is bad omen. Allah says no, it is not bad omen. It is, Allah says, it's a duty on a muttaqi if he is leaving some money. Allah says money is a khair. In taraka khairunil. Khair, what is khair? Is money. So money is called good, not bad. Some people say money is bad. No, Allah says it's good. Allah is Allah's gift to you. Don't say money is bad. It's good. Now you have to distribute properly. It's Allah's bounty on you. He says that if the death approach any of you, so it doesn't mean that when death is approaching, then you start doing your wasiyat. You should do before time. That's the end time, you know. So Allah says that if he has left some goodness, means wealth, then he should give wasiyat for the parents and the relatives in a fair manner. You cannot be unfair. This is a duty on muttaqi. Durud padh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever dies and has left a wasiyat has died as a martyr. That's so important. Our fifth imam says, he who regards justice in his wasiyat is like the person who has given the same amount as charity during his own lifetime. But the one who treats unfair in his wasiyat will meet Allah on the day of judgment, while he will have turned away from his grace from him. So when you do wasiyat, be fair to people. Because it's a big responsibility for you when you're doing wasiyat. فَمَنْ بَدَّلُهُ بَعْدَ مَا سَمِعُهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِسْمَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And should anyone alter it after hearing it, its sin shall indeed lie on those who alter it. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. That if somebody does wasiyat and dies, and they alter it after listening, Allah says all the sin goes to the person who alters. The one who did it with goodness will get reward. But who altered will get all the punishment. Inna Allah Samiun Alim. He is all hearing and all knowing. See how Allah is Samiun Alim. We have to be careful of what we do all the time. Inna Allah, everything he knows, that, you know, everything we talk, he hears it. If we are doing Quran and he's hearing that right now, if we are doing properly or not. Durud. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوسٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا فَإِصْلَى بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Truth. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. But should someone fearing deviance or sin on the tester's behalf set things right between them, there is no sin upon them. Indeed, Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. See, if the one who did wasiyat does some deviance, or sin. What is deviance and what is sin? Janafan is deviance. Isman is sin. What is Janafan? Deviance is what? That if you love somebody too much and unintentionally you put lot of money on his behalf. This is Janafan. Or Isman means if you can then really sin in your wasiyat, like my money should go to this kind of club and those kind of bad things, then this is. So if the executor of trust of the wasiyat can change it in his lifetime by talking to him, or after his death, change it and do islah between the varisin, then there is no sin on him. He has to do it. Like the one who does wasiyat, he has only one third portion which he can do whatever he wants to do. But if he has done more than that, then it has to be changed. Or if he has put his money for some sinning, you know, corruption, bloodshed, it has to be change. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, you have faith, prescribed for you is fasting as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-weary. We can only become God-weary if we do fasting the way other people were prescribed. Because when you fast, your lust goes down, your anger goes down, your desires and your nafs come into control. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that fasting will make you pious. Allah wants us to become pious. He doesn't want to see just hungry. He wants to see us pious. You know, this is Allah's prescription. Allah wants ease in religion, not hardship. You know, when you do fasting, Allah doesn't want to see you hungry or all that. Allah wants to see you pious. Make you easy. When you become pious, let me ask you one thing. In the month of Ramadan, when you do fasting, And in evening time, when you are around and you feel that you are pious, don't you get happy? That's the happiness Allah wants. Allah wants you to be close to Him, be happy, able to control your all bad things inside, you know, all vices He wants you to control. Durud parah. Allahumma salli Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he who fasts during the fasting month of, for sake of Allah, all his sins will be forgiven. All his sins will be forgiven. Allah says, fasting is for me and I'll reward for it. Fasting is for me and I'll reward for it. It's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sixth Imam says, fasting is protected from the fire. Fasting is protection from fire. Durud parda. Ayyamam ma'dudat faman kana minkum maridan aw ala safarin fa'idatun min ayyamin ukhra wa 'ala alladhina yutiqunahu fidyatun ta'amum miskin faman tatawwa khayran fa huwa khayrun lahu wa an tasumu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Durud. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala Muhammad. That for known days, Allah is talking about fasting. That for known days. But should any of you sick or in journey, let it be similar number for other days. So if you are sick in journey, you do in other days. Those who find it straining, means hard on them, like old people, are chronically ill. Those who find it straining shall be liable to atonement by feeding a needy person. Those ones should be, they have to feed one needy person. Should anyone do good for his own accord, that is better for him. And so fast is better for you, should you know. Allah says that if you are in sick and traveling, you should do another time. You are not forgiven. But if you are like in straining, you are old, debilitated, chronic ill, and you cannot do it, then you feed one miskin. But Allah again says even to those old people that if you fast, that's better for you. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Shahru Ramzan al-Lazi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan lin-nasi wa bayyana min al-huda wal-furqan faman shahida minkum shahra falyasum wa man kana maridan aw ala safarin fa iddatun min ayyamin ukhra yuridu Allahu bikum yusra wa la yuridu bikum usra wa li tukmila iddatu wa li tukabbiru la وَلِتُكَبِّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا حَدَاكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكَرُونَ. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. The month of Ramadan is the one which the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind with manifest proof of guidance and the criteria. Allah is praising Ramadan. The Quran was sent down in the month of Ramadan as a guidance to the mankind. Quran is a guidance to the mankind. And it is the proof and a criteria. Quran is a criteria for what? To show what is right and what is wrong. Differentiate between right and wrong. So let those of you who witness the month, fast it. Who witness the month should fast it. What is the meaning of the witness it, fast it? That means, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ شَرْ. Falyasum. What is that? That means if you are witnessing the month, fast it. Means if you are at your home and you are witnessing the month, you fast it. And as for someone who is sick or in journey, let it be similar number for other days. Allah desire ease for you. This ease comes also. Allah desire. This is like a usul in faith. That la haraj. There is no any taklif, hardship in religion. Allah desire ease for you. What is the ease? Are ease itself is Ramadan. When you fast and we are desire suppressed, you feel it. Who tortures us? Our nafs tortures us all the time, right? So when you fast, it becomes easier on you. The nafs creates torture all day, right? When you fast, you are a little bit hungry, but your nafs is under control, so you feel happy. That's the real ease. But Allah, it means desiring ease is a little different here. means he, Allah is saying, if you are in journey and sick, you can do another time. That's ease right now. But there's a other meaning of ease too, right? Which we just talked about. Allah desire ease for you and does not desire hardship for you. And so that you may complete the number. And magnify Allah for guiding you. And that you may give thanks. So the tafsir goes, what is the magnification of Allah? What is the magnification of Allah? Tafsir says magnification of Allah is keeping fast itself is magnification of Allah. For guiding you. Magnify Allah for guiding you. وَلِتُكِبْرَلَهُ أَلَّا مَا حَدَاكُمْ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَشْكَرُونَ. You magnify Allah because He guided you. How He guided you? Through Quran. Hudallin nas. Quran was told, Hudallin. Because you got Hudallin nas from Quran, so you magnify Him through creeping fast. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَشْكَرُونَ. So that you may give thanks. You may give thanks. See, it's a may. You may give thanks. It's not really absolute, but it is kind of conditional. What is the thanking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thanking, what tafsir says, thanking is Allah is that when you keep fast and if you get really spirituality, real spirituality after fast, you become purified and you become sincere, everybody will not get that way. Somebody will think that, oh, Ramadan is gone, I'm happy. Those really pious people who get really enjoy fast and become muttaqi, that's really giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few people can achieve that. Durud par. وَإِذَا صَلَّى عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّكُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. There is a verse which we all love, right? That's what we all beg for, right? There's a verse of love. It's a verse between Abd and Ma'bud. Allah talked about Himself 7 times and talked about His earth 7 times in this verse. Such a great connection. There is nothing like this. You know, 7 times talking Him, 7 times Ma'bud. When my servant asks you about me, I am indeed nearmost. I answer the supplicant's call when he calls me. So let them respond to me by following orders. And let them have faith in me. So that they may fare rightly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you ask me where I am, I'm just nearest to you. You call me, I'll respond to you. I mean, responding means he'll answer your dua accordingly. You know, he'll respond accordingly, you know. So Allah says that so that you should follow my commands and have faith in me. So that you can be rightly guided. لَأَلَّهُمْ يَرْشَدُونَ. Right? So that you will be fairly rightly guided. Durud padh da. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He taught us how to do dua. He said that the way to dua that you first you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you praise Him. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say Durud for Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you do astaghfar. After astaghfar, you ask for dua. That's the way you do dua. Somebody asked Imam Ali alayhi salam that my duas are not being answered. Imam said there are some reasons. And he said, one of the reasons is that you don't pay any attention to Allah's right on you. And second is that you believe in Prophet, but you oppose his sunnah. Nowadays, how much sunnahs are being opposed? So many sunnahs are being opposed. We know that, right? People will hate you for the, you know, there are so many sunnahs. I mentioned before, I don't want to bring them again. Third, he said that you recite Quran, but you don't want to act on it. Fourth one is that you fear fire, but you keep committing sins. Fifth one is that you are eager for paradise, but you do things which take you away from paradise. And sixth one, he said that you eat, but you don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seventh one is that you claim to be the enemy of Shaitan, but you make friends with Shaitan. And the eighth one is that you find false in other people, but you don't look false for yourself. You know, those are the things. And there are a lot of hadiths that when the community stopped doing Amr bin Maruf and Nahy bin Munkar, Allah puts a tyrant on them, and then no dua is being accepted. That's how Amr bin Maruf and Nahi Munkar is important for dua. And for the dua, our sixth imam says, Durud Pardan. Supplication is the shield of a believer. Whenever you knock on the door very much, it will open for you. You have to keep knocking. Allah loves to hear our supplication. He loves it. Sometimes He delays our dua because He wants to hear us. Because we are so thankless many times, as soon as dua is accepted, we don't care. You know, we just do short salat then and short dua because we are done. You know, that's how we are. So, and Holy Prophet says, Durud Padhte. Call your Lord both night and day because supplication is the armor for a believer. To call Lord night and day. Allah loves when we keep calling all the time and keep talking to Him. All the prophets were there. They used to talk to Allah. They used to do conversation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, you know, the Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, he used to do conversation. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to do conversation. Prophet, they used to always converse with Allah. You know, they used to keep talking to Him and Allah used to send ilham all the time. Now I want to ask you, what kind of dua was in Karbala going on? The duas in Karbala in the battlefield, everybody has a different dua. Bibi Zainab, when she was sending her two sons, what kind of dua she was asking for? And when Abul Fazl was going for the jihad, for the jung, what kind of dua he was doing? And